From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council votes to condemn North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches. The council is threatening to take what it called further significant measures if necessary. It called North Korea's launch Monday of three missiles a grave violation of the North's international obligations. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term.
In other words, the United States is more deeply engaged across the Asia-Pacific than we have been in decades. Our position is stronger, and we've sent a clear message that as a Pacific nation, we're here to stay. In good times and bad, you can count on the United States of America.
In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead. The World Health Organization says it is changing its Zika virus advice, telling travelers anyone who has visited a place experiencing an outbreak of Zika should practice safe sex or abstinence for 6 months. The United Nations Health Agency released a new guideline Tuesday, revising guidance from June that had advised men to practice safe sex or abstain from sex for 8 weeks after a trip to a Zika-infested location. The revision comes as more emerging evidence shows how Zika is mosquito-borne and can be transmitted from person to person. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet Daily News says the fight took place near the town of Al-Rai on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. This is VOA News. UN investigators say the recent resurgence of war in Syria is crushing hopes for peace there. Lisa Schlein reports.
The four-member commission finds a marked surge in fighting, with casualties mounting at an alarming rate and civilians unable to flee from daily airstrikes, leaving Syrians in a state of despair. It says the cessation of hostilities agreement in February resulted in a short period of calm, which gave rise to hopes a political settlement to the five-year conflict could be attained. The report, however, says the lull in the fighting gave way to relentless attacks and sieges against civilians by all warring parties, which show no signs of abating. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the American people have big hearts but cannot take the risk of refugees. Trump answered questions Tuesday from a crowd in Virginia Beach, Virginia, accusing his opponent, Hillary Clinton, of wanting a 500% increase in the number of migrants allowed to enter the country. Trump criticized Clinton's tough talk on Russia and asked whether it would be good to get along with that country.
Russia doesn't like ISIS any better than we do. Wouldn't it be nice if we actually got along with Russia and you could knock them out together? Wouldn't that be a good thing? As opposed to, you know, tough talk. She tries to do the tough talk, and then she leaves.
Trump won the endorsement Tuesday of 88 retired generals and admirals. Appearing in Tampa, Florida, Democrat Clinton said it is Trump who has turned his back on U.S. servicemen and women, calling the Trump campaign one long insult to those who have worn the uniform to protect American values. She gave a grim list of what she saw as Trump's faults.
The list goes on and on. The scams, the frauds, the questionable relationships, the business activities that have stiffed workers, refused to pay small businesses. So clearly his tax returns tell a story that the American people deserve and need to know.
A new CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton 45% to 43%, while other national polls give Clinton about a three-point lead. A Pennsylvania judge has set next June the 5th as the date for the sexual assault trial of American comedian and entertainer Bill Cosby. Cosby and his lawyers appeared at a hearing Tuesday in another effort to avoid bringing the criminal case to trial or to have it moved out of the Philadelphia suburbs where his alleged crimes took place. Cosby is accused of sexually assaulting a college basketball team manager at his home in 2004. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.